Dealing with a narcissist, it feels completely impossible sometimes, right? I get it. Trust me. Do you ever notice that it kind of feels like they're unstoppable, like nothing you can do could possibly get to them? Well, there's some truth to that, but it turns out they have an Achilles heel, and today at queenbeing.com, I'm going to explain to you exactly what that is and how it works. So, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
I'm Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. So if you want to take back your life, reclaim your power, and evolve to become the best possible version of yourself, stick with me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. What are a narcissist's weaknesses? What would you consider a narcissist's Achilles heel? So the narcissist has a lot of weaknesses, as we all know. They tend to be secretly insecure. They tend to kind of fly off the handle easily. They tend to have a low tolerance for, well, just about anything that isn't exactly what they want. They have a low tolerance for when things don't tend to go their way. One of the things that I think we overlook when it comes to dealing with a narcissist is this one big, huge thing that I would say is a major Achilles heel of theirs, and that if we were more like them, we might exploit. What is it? Well, narcissists have this belief that they're smarter than everyone else. And they also think that they're better than everyone else. And as a result of that, many times they can't imagine that anyone could be smarter than them. And so they tend to underestimate people. This is especially true of people close to them, and probably especially of their primary sources of supply. Now, they seem to have forgotten that they got with you in the first place, or they connected with you in the first place, because you were intelligent and capable and everything else. Narcissists always think they're right. They think they know everything. And so if combined with underestimating you and thinking they're always right, it puts you in a position to really take them down a couple of pegs if you chose to do so. Not that you would. Personally, I cannot imagine what it would be to live that way, to live like a narcissist lives, never feeling satisfied, never feeling happy, never feeling like they can trust anyone, to constantly feel the need to take away from people and never give of oneself, to never appreciate or respect or care about anyone close to them or anyone at all, to never feel real intimacy. And for me personally, I can't imagine knowingly doing harm to anyone without feeling remorse. I think empaths and people like you and me, I think we have a better deal because we know our strengths and we know our weaknesses many times. And knowing those can help us live a better life. Certainly, we might feel like we are flawed and at fault because we do fall for their stuff. We love them. We believe in them. We invest in them. And too often, we forgive them and let them back in. But I think the most important thing that we have to do as empaths, as people who have loved narcissists or cared about narcissists, is we have to recognize and embrace and understand the fact that they cannot change. Well, they could, but they choose not to change. They won't change. Because part of their disorder seems to be not thinking anything's wrong with them. They think they're better than everyone else, which of course is what causes them to underestimate us in the first place. We have to detach from them, as we talked about in a recent video. It doesn't mean to detach from them in love or with concern. We have to detach from them with indifference, a lack of concern. We have to stop caring about them, and that's very difficult for us by nature. Ultimately, their biggest weakness then becomes their Achilles heel of thinking they're better than everyone, truly believing that, thinking they're smarter and that no one can outsmart them. And this combined with their need for power and control, if you really wanted to, you really could manipulate them fairly easily.
It's like I told you before. This is step one. Do not reward bad behavior with the reaction they want. If a narcissist comes to you and starts screaming and yelling, and normally you'd scream and yell back, don't do it. If the narcissist comes to you and wants you to cry and says you're horrible and don't do things right and da-da-da-da, and they try to make you cry, don't cry. Any kind of negative interaction that you would have with a narcissist, you must discourage by not responding in the way that they desire. And you know what they want, because if you think about how you've reacted in the past when they brought that to you, react differently. If you've gotten upset, don't get upset. Don't give them any reaction at all, or only give them a very calm and polite reaction. You know, okay, I'll take care of that. Drop it. Don't continue. Number two, reward good behavior with what the narcissist needs from you, really. Love, admiration, and his or her proper space on a pedestal. if the narcissist behaves him or herself, even if you recognize it as a stage, as a classifiable behavior such as love bombing or idealization, that's better than the other stuff. So when you're going through the good phases, you can encourage the narcissist to stick to those better behaviors and those more positive interactions by rewarding them for that behavior. So tell them how amazing they are, how wonderful, how perfect, and do it as sincerely as you can.
Some people will tell you that their biggest weakness is the fact that they're sort of wired wrong, like a broken phone or a dog who never quite seems right. They can never be changed or rehabilitated in any meaningful way. One of their biggest fears is being exposed for who they really are. Many of them live in a constant state of feeling like an imposter syndrome. Like they're afraid everyone's going to find out they're not really who they say they are or really who they pretend to be. But ultimately, I really think that because they really believe they have no weaknesses, they really believe they're better than everyone else, smarter than everyone else, and that means they can do whatever they want, I think that's their biggest weakness. I think that's their Achilles heel, because they think the average person is just stupid and that they can pull the wool over their eyes. And because they do often manage to pull the wool over the eyes of a very intelligent person, like we talked about in my most recent video, they really think they have it going on. But the thing is, when we realize who they are and what we're dealing with, we can manipulate them if we choose to. I personally choose not to. It's not worth my time or my energy. Another big weakness that some narcissists have is the inability to understand things that society considers normal and acceptable. Not all narcissists have this. Some other weaknesses narcissists have are the major fear of abandonment many of them experience. I've actually talked about that in a video before. Being gullible because of their belief that they are better and more intelligent than everyone else. Any sort of compliments or pushing them up on a pedestal that you do will actually cause them to become more vulnerable to any type of manipulation anyone wants to do to them, because they can't believe that you're faking it, because they really do think they deserve to be up on that pedestal. Does that make sense? A lot of narcissists deal with a lot of paranoia. They tend to be overly impulsive, sometimes to a dangerous extent. They cannot be alone. They cannot stand to be ignored. They hate being criticized. And maybe the most interesting weakness a narcissist has is the fact that they're incredibly predictable. And if you don't believe me, watch any video where I've ever talked about narcissists and tell me how often you can relate. The fact of the matter is, I hear it every single day. People say things to me like, were you looking at my kitchen window when you made this video? Or how did you know the narcissist would say this or that? Or how is it that this pattern is exactly like the pattern I experienced? Well, it's because narcissists are predictable. And once you figure them out, you know this. They're predictable. They all use word salad. They all use gaslighting. They all use projection and deflection in the narcissistic world. It's a common issue. Narcissists are predictable. It's like they've got a shared playbook. I could go on and on about the narcissist and their various weaknesses and their Achilles heels, but what would be the point? Bottom line is they're not perfect as much as they would have you believe that they are. Remember that narcissists really don't ever want to admit to themselves or anyone else who they really are, what they've really gone through, what their troubles are. They don't want to admit that they're imperfect. They don't want to even think about the possibility that anyone is better or more intelligent or more capable than them in any way, shape, or form. Calling them out and identifying them for what they are never goes well. It's not worth your energy or your time. You're definitely going to get narcissistic injury and then narcissistic rage thrown your way. And you have to remember that they don't really want you to be happy or to thrive or to be anything but miserable without them. They don't love themselves, as we've talked about, and they don't love you. In fact, they kind of hate themselves, but they wouldn't admit it. And they will tear you down if you try to get them to talk about it or believe it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to fix it. Narcissists have a lot of shame. As we've talked about, they have very, very many weaknesses. Don't bother to use these weaknesses against them unless you have no choice, because it's really not worth your time. Getting revenge is not a healthy thing to want. And if you do want to get revenge, don't do it in a way that hurts anyone. In fact, the best thing you can do to sort of get back at a narcissist is to live your life really, really well without them. To be really happy without them, despite the fact that they exist. Act like they don't exist. Taking away your attention is taking away their life's blood. That is really the only effective way to get back at any narcissist. Narcissists are easily slighted because at any given moment, they fear they could lose everything. The worst thing a narcissist can feel is like they have no control over a situation and like they're completely alone. So if you did want to manipulate them, now you know what to do. Know that you deserve better. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what do you think a narcissist's Achilles heel really is? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it.
Take a look at this video if you'd like to learn more about how to disarm and deal with a narcissist.
Before I go, I just want to say a really quick thank you to everyone who watches my videos, likes my videos, comments on my videos, shares my videos. By doing that, you're helping me to reach more survivors of narcissistic abuse. And that's truly my mission in life, so thank you for that. While I'm here, I'd like to also say a quick thank you to my channel members, those people who choose to support me through the channel membership program here on YouTube, and you can see their names scrolling right there. Thank you sincerely for your support. It means the world to me. Before I go, take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.